This week's parsha, Parsha's Vayechi, we learned that Yaakov Avinu passes away. So let's reflect for a moment on Yaakov's life and see what we could learn from it. The bottom line, if you have to sum it up in one sentence, Yaakov had a pretty horrible life. That's it. It stunk. His whole life, everything went wrong. Everything was bad. Okay, it came around after a while, but it was tough, as we're about to speak out in a moment. But we don't find anywhere throughout the Chumash that Yaakov really ever complains about his life. In fact, the Medrash says in Parshas Ekev, the Medrash Tanchuma, Simon Gimel, he says, V'Yaakov kama nitztayer. Yaakov, how bad was it? Achya b'me'imo, even while his mother was pregnant with him, Bikesh Esav Lahargo, his twin brother, was trying to kill him inside the womb. So life didn't start off too good. Shenema v'yisrotetsu abanim. U'kishakibel abrachos, when Yaakov got the blessings from his father. So v'yistum Esav is Yaakov. Vayomer Esav Belibo, Yikavu Yimeiv Alavi. The Yaakov, Esav couldn't wait for his father to die so he could take care of his brother. So he ran away to Lavan, Barach Lavan, Lacharan, Benistar Benosov Shalavan, and he wanted to marry Rachel, and the old switcheroony married Leah. He had problems working for his father-in-law, a difficult father-in-law of Achrikim Bigesh Lahargo. His father-in-law wanted to kill him. That's not too good either. Shenema Rami Oved Avi. Yatzeh, he left from Lavan, Upaka Be'etzav, and he bumped into his brother with an army. Wanted to kill him again. And then Rachel died. And then there was Dina. Dina gets captured and is violated, his daughter. And then Yosef, the problem with Yosef. So one after the other, starting from while he was still in the womb of his mother, every step of the way got worse and worse and worse and worse. So, how did Yaakov respond to all of this? There's a fascinating Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara says, the Rabbeinu Chananel says in Masechah Shabbos, and of Kuf Tezayin Amabez, 116b, he points out the following. It says, Kuf Mem Zayin Mizmoros, Shekasev B'Tehillim. There are 147 prakim, 147 chapters in Tehillim. Now, many of us know that that's not true. There are 150. But the Gemara discusses how, at some point, some of the chapters of Tehillim were really connected and made one. So the count that they used to have was 147. The 147 chapters of Tehillim, Kineged Shnos Yaakov Avinu, are compared to the years of Yaakov Avinu's life. Yaakov lived till 147, like we learned in this week's Parsha, and the 147 chapters of Tehillim is specifically that number because it represents the years of Yaakov's life. L'lamei to teach us, Shakol kilusim sheyisrael, mekalsim l'kadosh baruch hu, that every time we say Tehillim, and Tehillim is all about praising Hashem, kineged shnosav shel Yaakov, is compared to the years of Yaakov. Shenemar, the Ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. The Ata Kadosh Yoshev, Hashem, you, your holiness, you sit, your throne sits on the Tehilos of Yisrael, on the praise of Yisrael, meaning Yaakov, whose name was Yisrael. Yaakov's entire life, 147 years, was all a walking praise of Hashem. Yeah, he got thrown a curveball in the womb, throwing a curveball with a brother who wants to kill him, throwing a curveball with a wife that he wasn't initially interested in, with a daughter that gets captured, with a son that officially dies. One after the other, every single thing. What was his response to all these challenges? What was his response to all these difficulties? Praising Hashem. He knew it was all for the best. And he knew that he was supposed to grow through the experience to the extent that that midrash that I just quoted starts off with a line that I skipped. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chav Testament, Pasuk Aleph, 129. Rabos Tzareruni Min Urai, Yomer Na Yisrael. The Medrash says that this Pasuk is referring to Yomer Na Yisrael, that Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, he said it. Rabos Tzareruni Min Urai. The greatness, the multitude, the abundance of tzara, of pain, that I already had from when I was young. That's what the Tehillim says. And what are the two words before that? Shir HaMalos. One of the 15 Shir HaMaloses. One of the 15 praises to Hashem, that Yaakov praises Hashem. Rabbas Tziruni Min Urai. I praise you, Hashem, for all the pain that I had from when I'm little. And then the Medrash lists all those pains. Sometimes we have challenges. Sometimes we have difficulties. The question is, how do we respond to those difficulties? Do we say, do we shut down? Do we get depressed? Or do we encounter it, embark on it, and say, oh, okay, Hashem, I'm going to make a kiddush Hashem, even in this situation. Even though you threw me this curveball, I wasn't expecting this, I didn't want this, but I could take it on. I could be happy. I could go ahead and push forward. I could go ahead and be successful. It's our choice. It's up to us how we go ahead and look at the situation. The Gemara says in Brachos, and Daf Samach Amud Beis, Chayav Adam Levarich Alarak Kishem Shemavarich Alatova. A person has to make a bracha on when bad things happen, just like when good things happen. The Gemara says, what do you mean? You're saying the same bracha? It's not true. If someone, God forbid, dies, you say Dayana Emet, and something good happens, you say Atova Ametiv. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, what it means is your attitude, the way that you look at the situation, that it should be, as Rashi explains, Balei Shalim, is you should fully be able to accept what happens. And the Gemara says, well, how do you know? The Gemara brings three different sources, all from Tehillim. Chesed, Umishpat Ashira L'cha Hashem Azameira. That when, if you have chesed, when Hashem gives me kindness, or mishpat, when Hashem gives me judgment, not so good. But still, Ashira L'cha Hashem, I still sing praise. Or, Bahashem Balokim Ahalel Davar, Bahashem Ahalel Davar. Elokim is judgment, Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is chesed. No matter what, Ahalel Davar, I go ahead and I praise Hashem. Or the third one, Kos Yeshuos Esa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. And immediately following that, Kos Yeshuos Hashem Ekra, Tzara V'yagon Emtza Uvashem Hashem Ekra. And the Pasuk also says that Tzara V'yagon, when I have anguish, when I have pain, also, I go ahead and I thank Hashem. I don't just raise that cup when things are good. I praise Hashem in all circumstances. And this is what Tehillim is about. Tehillim is all about David HaMelech praising Hashem even when things are a little bit difficult, when things are hard. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was, and that's what our Tehillim is connected to his life, because his life was like one book of Tehillim, fully praising Hashem at all times. Now we all can think of different times in our life when things are hard, things are difficult, we get thrown, every person has it. No one should ever look at the other guy and say, how come he has a good life and I have all the problems, I have all the troubles, I was dealt this deck. There's no such thing. Every single person at his level, in his position, is dealt something and has to get through it. That's what life is all about. It's part of the beauty of life. That we could grow, we could develop, we could change, become closer to Hashem. We just have to look at all the opportunities get thrown our way and learn how to overcome it. Just like Yaakov did. But there's one point that I'm hiding. And that is at the end of last week's parsha. At the end of last week's parsha, Yosef comes down to Mitzrayim, and his son Yosef says, hey, you got to meet my boss. So he introduces him to Paro. And Paro says to him, Perek Lem Zayin, this parsha's Vayigash, Pasuk Ches, Vayomer Paro Yaakov, Kami Mishnei Chayecha, how old are you? And Yaakov answers, Vayomer Yaakov El Paro, Yimei Shnei Megurai Shloshim U'mashana. I'm 130 years old. He lived another 17 years in Mitzrayim. That added to 147. At that time, he was 130. Me'at Veraim. Short and pretty bad. How you Yimei Shnei Chayai? My life was. Now, all Yaakov was saying was something that all of us already know. Yaakov had a pretty bad life. It doesn't mean, from the simple reading of the pasuk, that he was necessarily complaining. It just, he was stating that my life was pretty bad. I believe in Hashem. I got through it. I went with Hashem all the time. I never left his way. I pushed forward, but I'm telling you the truth. Life is pretty rough. But the Das Akenim Bali Yatosos in the back of the Chumash says something different. It says that you complained that your life was bad. So Hashem said to Yaakov, well, I'm going to take away 33 years of your life. And instead of living like your father Yitzchak to the age of 180, I'm going to take off 33 years and you're going to live till 147. Now, where did the number 33 come from? And he points out, because if you count the words in the Pasuk, from Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes, from Paro asking Yaakov, why are you so old? Including Yaakov's response to the end of the Pasuk, there are 33 words. So because of those 33 words that were complaining about your life, therefore, 33 years are going to be reduced from your life, you're only going to live to the year 147. It seems then that Yaakov did complain. And not only that, but Rav Chaim Shmulevitz asks, I could understand if you deduct the amount of words that Yaakov spoke to Paro. But how about the first 8 words, which are Paro's question to Yaakov? Yaakov didn't even speak yet. Paro asks Yaakov, Yaakov, how old are you? Why are we reducing those 8 words? That had nothing to do with anything. Yaakov didn't speak yet. You should only take the words that Yaakov complained. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz points out, because Yaakov looked, he had a certain facial expression that things weren't so good. Certain complaining on the person's face. And that's what prompted Paro to say, wow, you look really old. I never saw anyone that old before. Because it looked like it took a toll on him. Life took a toll on him. So we asked him, what's with you? I never saw anything like this before. So the fact that he even looked that way, he allowed his hard life to come out on his face. He deserved to be punished for that as well. And that's why the first eight psukim, the question of Paro, is included in the punishment of the 33. So now if you look at this, this doesn't sound like Yaakov is walking around saying, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem his whole life. This sounds like he was a complainer. So how do we resolve these two different Mamari Chazal, these statements of the rabbis? So I think the answer is as follows. Yaakov wasn't complaining. Again, he just said, my life was hard. He didn't complain necessarily. He was telling the obvious. But Yaakov, on his level, after going through, as the Das HaKinim says, did I save you from Esav? Yes. Did I bring you back Dina? Yes. Did I bring you back Yosef? Yes. I was with you, Yaakov, every single situation. I came through at the end, every time. And when you go through experiences again and again and again, where you see Hashem is holding you, Hashem is walking with you every single time, so the level of closeness that you have to have Hashem keeps on growing every single time. To the extent that you can't even mention that you had a hard life. Again, he wasn't complaining. He was stating the truth. He wasn't upset. But he stated that his life was hard. He gave a little bit of a intuition, something in his face that prompted Paro to ask him what's up. On his level, he shouldn't have been able to show that as well. And that's a very high level. For us not to even say, yeah, I had a hard day yesterday. I don't care. I had a hard day yesterday. Baruch Hashem. If we would say that, that'd be huge, right? But Yaakov, on his level, because he went through so much and saw Hashem along the way every single time, he shouldn't even have mentioned that. He wasn't punished for complaining. Yaakov never complained. It was one life of a pure song to Hashem. But the fact that he even mentioned it, he deserved on his level a certain punishment. Now what do we see? We see something very important. Emunah, living with Hashem, is not something that we get in essentials, and then we got it, check. I could say this proof, that proof, and this proof. And now, okay, I'm sitting in the base medrash now, I'm learning on a higher level, go. No. Emunah is something that through every experience that we have in life, whether it's something that happens to us, whether it's something that we observe in our friend or a family member that we see and say, wow, look at that, Hashem saved that guy. I thought he was finished. Or I was having a hard time and I feel so much better now. Hashem's picked me up. We have to charge that into our bank account, put that inside and say, wow, Hashem loved me today. Hashem did this for me today. Hashem helped me out. Hashem came through. And write it down. Keep it down in our records. And then we have to grow more and more and more. It's something that never ends. Yaakov Avinu, his whole life, anytime something bad happened, he said, Baruch Hashem. He sang Tehillim. It was all one long life of singing to Hashem. And each time she's gotten more and more and more and more and more, to the extent that he got to such a high level that you shouldn't even have mentioned that something happened yesterday that wasn't so good. Emunah and our relationship with Hashem is not something that we just got to believe, read the book, we got it, move on. It's something that we have to live with and grow with at every stage of our life. We have to have our antennas opened. We have to see exactly what's happening, what Hashem is doing for us and for others, and put it down, log it. And that should propel us to go ahead and work harder and be closer to Hashem and be even more sensitive and say Baruch Hashem even more. It's a lifelong process. There's a pasuk that a lot of us like to sing. Keili, keili, lama azavtani. It's pretty sad. Pasuk. God, why did you leave me? I don't understand what you do. What, God, why are you leaving me? I need you. Why are you leaving me? So I'll tell you the truth. That's the song, but there's no such pasuk anywhere. The pasuk is not keili, keili, Hashem, lama azavtani. The pasuk is keili, keili, lama azavtani. Yeah, it's the same words, but the pronunciation is different. It's not the way we sing it. Lama azavtani. No, it doesn't fit with the song, so it doesn't go. Lama azavtani. The enunciation is on the mem. What's the difference if you say lama or lama? Explains Rav Hirsch that lama means why. Hashem, what? Come on. Why did he do that? You question God. Why did he do it? Lama means, the word is ma, what? Lama, for what? For what purpose did you do this? Hashem, I don't question you. I know you have a plan. What do you want from me now to do with this situation? Lama azavtani, the fact that you left me, what's the purpose of it? What do you want from me? I'm here. I'm ready. I believe in you. I'm with you. What do you want from me? How do I challenge the situation? Lama azavtani, for what purpose? I'm ready. I don't question you. I don't doubt you. I don't have a lack of emunah. I just want to know what you want from me right now to do with this situation. For what? We don't ask why. We say for what. And if we think about that, every single time we have difficulties, it could be you don't feel well. It could be small stuff. Small things that could throw us off big time. We woke up, got woken up in the middle of the night. So what am I going to do? How can I function today? I got woken up for 5 minutes last night. What am I going to do? So we could wake up grouchy, in a bad mood. We could yell at someone. Or you could say, this is a test to work on my character traits. How can I still be happy? How can I still be in control? How can I still be successful in this situation? And when we conquer those situations, when things are not so easy, but we say, what am I supposed to get out of this? And what am I supposed to do to push forward? Lama, for what purpose? Then, in every situation we grow and we recognize and we record all the great things that the Kodesh Baruch Hu does for us, we'll see that our lives are going to be so gevaldic. It's going to be so exciting. We're going to be so happy. No matter what gets thrown our way, we're going to be taking the high road and we're going to be able to be happy in every single situation. And Be'ezus Hashem, with that mindset, without ability to be happy and to be controlled and to be successful, we'll have the best lives. So let's start recording. Start noticing. Let's start thanking Hashem, saying Baruch Hashem for every single thing that happens, and taking it on and living the best life that we can. Shavuot Tov.